Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
All right, good morning, everyone. Well, actually, it's good afternoon. It's 12:10, so good afternoon. And hello to any of you listening later, listening on the podcast, listening on YouTube, wherever you're listening to this from. Hello, and welcome to Messy Monday on Tuesday, because yesterday was a day that I could not get live, couldn't get on here to go live. So, and I didn't plan it. I planned it for today. So we're doing Messy Monday on Tuesday. And today we have a very important topic that I want to talk about, something that I believe we all need to know. We're not taught this stuff. We need to know this because this is something that is going to have you feel more in control of your life, more in control of yourself, more confident, have more self-belief, be more certain of yourself, be more clear on what you want and who you really are, have more peace, more relaxation, more freedom within yourself. And what I'm going to teach you and show you in this live, the next 10 minutes. Hi, Brian. Nice to see you on. What I'm going to share with you in the next 10 minutes is going to have you feel more in control of yourself. And this is something I do with my clients really often. They won't know it as this process, but this is something I talk about all the time. It's something I take people through constantly, because when we have an understanding of this and when we can do this for ourselves, man, it is a game changer. And I'm going to show you a little bit about how this really changed my life, and continues to change my life. So it's pretty common sense to say that we live our lives and occasionally we come up against stuff that feels uncomfortable. It feels unchallenging. It feels challenging. Something might trigger us. We feel frustrated by something. We might feel angry or upset or whatever it is. And all that simply is, and I'm going to keep this super simple because for me, simplicity is one of my values. I know that's not a very common value, but for me, simplicity is a value because within simplicity, we find an answer. And when things are simple, things are easier, things are more likely to occur, things are a lot more likely to change. I think we often overcomplicate. So I'm going to keep this super simple. So we all have an ego, or we all have ego. And what that is for me is it is the programming that we have. It's the identity, the current identity we have about how we see ourselves and the world, how we experience things. It's based off our beliefs, our conditionings, what we've been taught, the things we believe about ourselves, essentially like a shared programming, right? That is an ego. And I think often ego gets a bad rap, right? It's like, oh, that's identifying with ego. That's bad. And I don't agree with that. I think an ego is fundamentally necessary for us to have a way of relating to the world, right? It's a way of us having, we have beliefs, we have how we see the world, and that has us look out into the world and have an experience of the world. It has us relate to the world, and that's completely necessary for us to have an experience of life. As soon as we're born, the ego starts to develop, right? It's natural, nothing wrong with that. The problem we have is that we haven't learned, or we're not taught how to relate to our ego, how to create with our ego, how to have a relationship to our ego that's healthy and sustainable and one that serves us. So often we are sort of told that either ego is bad or ego is who we really are and that's that. I mean, how many times have you heard in your life somebody say, well, I am who I am and that's it. If you don't like it, and although that's partly true, I think, and if that's what you want for yourself, that's fine. But actually that's bollocks. Who you are is who you are now. And who you need to be in order to have what you want in your life needs to change. If you want to have what you want, something needs to change. And I'm really keen and I'm really passionate about having people know this stuff so they don't suffer unnecessarily. Yes, in life, you're going to experience difficulty. Yes, in life, you're going to experience pain. But suffering is something completely different. And I'm going to show you a system of how to relinquish that pain and that suffering, or the pain but the suffering. So to give you an example of what I mean about changing the relationship we have to our ego before we go into the system that I use and the system that I have created and take my clients through and use myself. So I shared with you guys a couple of weeks ago about my journey through IVF and how challenging that was for me at the beginning, and how me not being able to, not being an infertile man, how that challenged the beliefs I had about myself. You know, I'm not a real man, I'm not good enough, and all those other beliefs that came with it. And it really had me close up. It had me anxious, it had me depressed, it had me angry, it had me frustrated, it had me play small, it ruined my confidence. I felt like a real shot of shell of myself, and I really held back in my life. And really and simply, it wasn't because I was infertile. It wasn't because I couldn't ejaculate sperm. That wasn't the actual problem. The actual problem were the judgments, the stories, and the beliefs that I held about myself. The ego itself is limited because of what it is. It cannot self-reflect. The ego will only ever look out to the source of the problem. So, like, and what I mean by that, it'll project. So what I mean by that is, I'm not a real man, therefore I'm going to go out in the world and prove that I am. And that had me clam up. It had me so scared and frustrated, and actually really just living a life that didn't actually reflect what I really wanted. So it's up to us as a conscious being, if you like, to change that, to change that relationship, to bring the ego in and include ego, but not have it be the thing that runs the show. So what I did in my work was to relinquish the beliefs, the conditionings, the stories that I had about myself, to recreate my relationship with my ego, to see that the ego is simply a collection of beliefs and stories and judgments that I hold about myself, to see them for what they really were, as stories and non-truths. They're just ideas. That's all they were, ideas. They're not truths. And from there, I began to recreate who it is that I needed to be and wanted to be in my life to live the life that I wanted to live. I was free from the limitation of the ego saying I'm this and saying I'm that. And I was free to go and live my life the way that I wanted to live it. So the three parts to this is react, right? There's three R's, react. We're going to react in life, right? We're going to react. Some reactions are very, very, well, all reactions are very, very helpful. It just shows us what we currently believe, right? And if you jump out in front of a bus, we're not going to take the time to go through this process. You're going to react and you're going to get out of the way of the bus. That's obviously normal. But in terms of like a reaction to something, like an emotional reaction to something, it's really important to understand and to see and to acknowledge it as a reaction. Sometimes we're able to do this in the moment, and sometimes we're going to need to come back to this work. Both of those are okay. We're human beings, and sometimes we get caught up in the reaction of things. I have a 6-week-old baby at home at the moment, and sometimes I react and I get tired and I get frustrated, and that's just life. That's being human. There's nothing wrong with that. I've had a reaction, and that's that. And it's my work to come back to that reaction and undo whatever created the reaction in the first place, right? So react. Go and have an understanding. Think about the last time you had a strong reaction to something, and anytime you react from now, always come back and have a look. What is the reaction? What is the feelings that are there? What are the stories that are there? What am I reacting to? What am I believing about myself, right? So for me, it's like, oh, I'm not a real man, which would have me go out into the world and pretend and try and be this real man, go and achieve all these great things so that I can feel like a real man, right? That was my reaction to what's going on inside of me, right? There's nothing wrong with that. It's human, but it's not the end of the story. And that's what I really want to make clear. If you take nothing else away from this live, what I really want you to take away is that that reaction is not the end of the road. It's the beginning. The next piece to this is recreate. Recreate. If I hadn't have slowed down with my reaction to recreate the reaction to myself, and what I mean by that is to see the stories, to have a practice of letting them go. We're not going to go into all that detail in this call. This is what I do with my clients. I'm going to go just very kind of fundamentals in this call. When we have that reaction and we are able to let go of the stories that we have about ourselves, to recreate, who do I need to be and who do I want to be to align myself with how I want to live? Well, I wanted to be free. I wanted to be peaceful. I wanted to be creative. I wanted to have what I wanted, which was a successful business, a family, people around me that I love. I wanted to be happy. That was the main thing. It's like, I want to be happy. It didn't matter how much I did out there and how much I created, because it was all coming from this reaction of, I'm not good enough. Nothing ever satisfied me. I never really got what I wanted, because it wasn't coming from a place of completion. It was coming from a place of emptiness and I'm not enoughness. So it wouldn't have mattered if I'd have been the richest, most successful, healthy man on the planet. I still would not have been happy. So with the recreation piece, we want to look at, who do I need to be and who do I want to be in order to live a life that I love? Simple. And from that place, we are able to make a response, to create a response. And this goes with anything. I was having a conversation with somebody about this morning, and how she was talking about her family and that she has sometimes has these strong reactions to things. And what we want to try and do, and what we want to do completely really, is to have the reaction and then recreate so that we can bring a response that's more aligned with who we want to be and who we know ourselves to be. All right. So whenever now that story comes up for me, I slow down, I see the reaction, I recreate, and I create a response that serves me, that serves the person I'm with. Again, at the moment, life's quite challenging, right? I'm running a company. I've got 6-year-old at home because he's on summer holidays. I've got a 6-week-old baby and my wife, and we've got all the things going on at home, as well as what's going on with my company. So there's a lot happening, and it really serves to see the reaction, to recreate, and then respond in a way that serves me and those around me. If I didn't do that, I'm just going to be reacting, and it's just going to be a complete mess. I'm not going to progress. I'm not going to get anywhere. And it's just going to create tons of stress. So for me, especially if you're in a place of leadership, if you're running a business, if you're like me, you have a family, even if you've got none of those things, it doesn't matter. It's for me fundamentally important to understand this stuff. Because otherwise, all we're doing is keeping ourselves stuck in the same stories over and over and over again. It doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve anyone. And if you have goals, if you have dreams, if you have a vision that you want to create, for me, in order to create that from a place of joy and freedom and power, this is important to understand. Because otherwise, you're never, ever going to be able to get to where you really want to get and be happy. So that is it from me. The three R's: react, recreate, respond in a way that serves. If you want to know a bit more, guys, then feel free to reach out to me and I'll have a conversation with you about it. We can have a look at where you are in your life right now, where your reactions aren't serving you, where they're holding you back from having what you want, and what you need to create inside of you, or let go of and create inside of you, in order to have what you want, in order to create what you want, in order to be happy, peaceful, and free. Allegra, nice to see you too. So that's it from me, guys. Sending you all my love. If anyone wants me, you know where I am. I'll be back next Monday for more Messy Monday. And I will speak to you all very, very soon. Oh, and enjoy the rest of the World Cup, because I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely loving it at the moment. Speak to you soon, guys.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.